If we are being honest, our world today feels much like Galilee mentioned in Matthew's gospel reading this morning, a land sitting in darkness. The region called Galilee was a borderland. It was occupied by imperial power. It was heavily taxed, militarized, and very carefully watched. Rome ruled through fear, surveillance, and brutality. The local rulers enforced imperial orders with impunity. We live in an era of unprecedented connectivity. We have Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and TikTok. Yet there is this profound isolation. We become overshadowed by the anxiety of economic instability, the fatigue of constant digital noise, and most of all, this deep fractured divisions that plague our communities and our country. In 2026, it is easy to feel that we are wandering in a region of shadow and death. Yet it is precisely into this landscape that Matthew announces this pivotal point in history. He says, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. When Jesus heard that John the Baptist had been arrested, he moves 100 miles north into Galilee. There are times when discretion is the better part of valor. It is here that Jesus brings his light, not to the pristine, sterilized centers of power, but to this messy, crowded, chaotic part of the world. And what is the first thing he says? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In our modern understanding, we often mistake repentance as having to do with moral guilt. But in the context of this passage, I believe it's an invitation to stop trying to navigate the darkness on our own. It's a call to take off the blindfolds, to stop blaming our problems solely on external circumstances or politics or other people, and to realize that the kingdom of God offers a new way of living right here, right now. It certainly means rejecting violence as a solution, because the kingdom Jesus announces is not built on domination, but by love that refuses to cooperate with evil. And then, in the midst of this darkness, Jesus does something radical. He walks along the sea and he sees Simon Peter and Andrew. They're doing what they know, casting nets. They're working, they're busy, and they're probably exhausted by their daily grind, much like many of us. And Jesus calls to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of people. And did you note the immediacy? At once they left their nets and followed him. They didn't ask for a five-year plan or didn't ask for a better salary. They dropped their nets, their source of security, their identity, their comfort, to follow this new light. We all have nets of one sort or another. It may be our net is the relentless pursuit of financial security, even at the cost of our peace. Perhaps it is the net of social media, where we spend our time catching fleeting validation rather than meaningful personal connection. Perhaps it's a net of resentment or fear or a rigid political agenda that we have mended and cared for all these years, but ultimately holds us back from following the radical, all-inclusive love of Jesus. Jesus calls us to drop those nets because he has a better vocation for us. He is calling us to a new kind of fishing, helping to heal the broken, feeding the hungry, welcoming the stranger, and bringing hope to the lives of others. This is our mission. In a world full of breaking news that is often really bad news, we are called to bring the good news of the kingdom. We are called to be the healers, the peacemakers, and the voice of hope. But you might say, I'm not qualified. I'm not a pastor or a deacon, or I cannot heal people. Just look at the disciples. They were just fishermen. They were ordinary people. Jesus does not call the qualified. He qualifies those he calls. This week, challenge yourself to look for the places in your life that are dark. Perhaps it's a cynical outlook on the future, or maybe a feeling of anxiety, or perhaps a strained relationship. We're not called to live in the shadows. We are called to be fishers of people, bringing the light of the kingdom to a world that desperately needs to see it. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Drop your nets and follow him. Amen.